Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love Aretha. Thank you to Chris Ann Hall for coming on, constitutional expert and attorney. We have Dave Janda on the show right now, which is going to be so fun. In fact, I'm excited to have him back. We had him, gosh, I can't even remember when it was, a few months back, a few months plus a few months. And I'm so glad to have Dave back. His commentary is always really exciting to listen to and fun. And he has some of the greatest guests. Welcome to the show, Dave Janda.
Kate Mildy, thanks for having me back on the show. It's an honor and a pleasure, and I thank you very much.
Oh, you're awesome. Yep. Dave, you have Operation Freedom. You used to be practicing an orthopedic surgeon based in Michigan, and we had you on for that last time. Remember? This was what the topic actually was, and I brought you back to talk about what you've been talking about lately on your own radio show, and you do a fantastic show, by the way. You just had General Tom McErney on, and I have to say, I was really impressed with what you were talking about, the pieces that you were putting together, and I think that's what we're going to be talking about are some of these pieces, and I'm glad you're with us.
Well, I'm honored, as I said, to be with you. Yeah, so many people say, Kate, well, wait a minute, orthopedic surgeon, why is he talking about geopolitics and the like, right?
Sure.
So I started working in orthopedic surgery, and 30 years ago, I got the call from Washington about being involved in healthcare policy because of my work in prevention and saving healthcare costs and saving people from going to the hospital and emergency rooms and the like. And that was when Reagan was president at the end of his presidency. And then through President Reagan and then into the Bush administration, I ended up meeting a number of people in a number of different agencies and developed these relationships, such as with General Tom McInerney and folks at the Pentagon, intelligence agency, Secret Service, FBI. And then I started my radio show 9 years ago. Folks can listen to it if they so choose at DaveJanda.com.
You should check it out.
They can stream it over the internet. And this is where I got into bringing folks forward on the issues of what's happening around our country and around the world from a geopolitical standpoint.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job, and I love that you are outspoken and that you are talking about all of these things. Let's put some pieces together, if you will, on the present situation with Ukraine.
So one of the issues that we got into this past week and that I've done a couple YouTubes on is the fact that there's a common denominator between this Ukraine hoax, and it is a hoax.
Yes.
The Russian hoax, which has now been unless you live somewhere under some huge boulder, it is very evident, even to the people here in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I'm at, they even realize that the Russian hoax actually was a hoax. And there's a common denominator here between the Ukraine hoax, the Russian hoax, and then what really kind of was leveraged in the Washington system, the illegal surveillance that had been occurring for years under a platform called The Hammer, which was an illegal surveillance program which was commandeered by the Obama administration, particularly the director of the CIA, Brennan, and the director of National Intelligence, Clapper. They turned what initially started off as a foreign surveillance tool looking at for terrorists into a kind of flip the lens domestically, where they were monitoring other government officials, judges, mm-hmm. American citizens, emails, phone calls, internet activities, financial transactions as a means of getting leverage. And this system called, the reason why they use this system, there was abuse going on in the NSA system with the 702s and the like, but that's old news. And the reason why it's old news is because internally, the folks that helped develop that NSA system, in particular some folks that are friends of mine, Bill Binney and Kirk Wiebe, they built in a log system so that even if these government criminals tried to get around the reporting system to show that they were actually snooping around on people, mm-hmm. there was an internal log system. Well, they developed this parallel platform, one of which was the Hammer, to surveil people where there was no internal reporting system. Mm-hmm. So the same people that were involved in that were the same people that were involved in the Russian hoax as a means of a coup of the duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. And then they now took that, the same people, into this Ukraine hoax.
Yeah.
And this is why individuals mm-hmm. such as John Brennan, mm-hmm. the former director of the CIA under Obama, have been acting hysterically for many months. It's because they're being outed with, if you will, as these hoaxes are falling apart.
So true.
Yep.
Oh, it is so true. What has surprised you? What pieces have surprised you, Dave, when you're interviewing General McInerney? What did you want? I mean, what made you go, oh my gosh, I didn't think about that little piece? Or
so the first time mm-hmm. we got into this whole issue of illegal surveillance, I remember the date specifically, March 19th, 2017. Mm-hmm. General McInerney came on my show with the support of Admiral Ace Lyons. Now, Admiral Ace Lyons passed away this past December, December 2018. Mm-hmm. Ace was a regular on my show as well. And Ace was in charge of the Pacific Fleet. He was he was an enormous positive force for our country. Mm-hmm. On that date, March 19, 2017, Tom came on my show with the support of Admiral Ace Lyons and said, Dave, he had given me a heads up that something big was coming and it was on illegal surveillance, but he dropped this bomb on mm-hmm. my show saying, Dave, there is an illegal surveillance system called the Hammer. It has been run through President Obama and through Brennan and Clapper, and it's been used as a means of gaining leverage on judges, on government mm-hmm. officials, mm-hmm. on American citizens. And I can tell you, it shocked me. Now, that was a live interview on a live show, and the show airs from 2 to 5. That was from the 4:30 to 5 p.m. segment.
Right.
Tom drops this huge bomb, goes into this detail of what it was all about. And this is the first time it was ever pushed on a radio show or a TV show. You see, there had the information on the Hammer, the guy who developed the Hammer platform, his name was Dennis Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And he had actually presented, he realized what he had been involved with Brennan and Clapper was illegal.
Right.
And he actually went to a federal court judge, Royce Lamberth, mm-hmm. who at the time was one of the FISA court judges. He actually had been the head of the FISA court. Mm. And he said he went to the judge and presented information on what he had been involved with. I think initially the judge felt, okay, well, this could be significant. And then when he opened the folder that Montgomery had brought to him, he looked at it and said, I've seen this in my FISA court before.
Oh, wow.
This is top secret information. You need protection. And at that point, which was in August of 2014, he started working and getting Montgomery protection and immunity. Montgomery, and there's some names here that are really important. It comes back to actually something that happened last week. Montgomery was then asked to come to Florida after they had worked through all these agreements and looked through all of his information in August of 2015, about a year later. And he turned in hard drives and information, and the general counsel of the FBI by the name of Baker sent down a team led by this Deborah Curtis. Remember that name, Deborah Curtis, to Florida to get this information. He turned it in and they said, well, we're going to give you immunity on the evidence you're turning in, but we're going to bring you back in a couple months after we go through this even further and ask you a bunch of questions. And they did. They brought him back 3 months later to Washington to a SCIF, a sensitive compartmented information facility in FBI headquarters. 3 hours of interviews under oath, video deposition, Deborah Curtis again leading the investigation and the information. When he was done with that, they didn't arrest him for perjury or, you know, what they did is they enhanced his immunity and gave him full immunity based on his testimony. Now, why is that important? Because he turned over information of illegal surveillance of government officials. And Deborah Curtis deep sixed it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Really?
That was December of 2015. August and then December 2015. Now, why is that important?
Yes.
Because who was the lead prosecutor against General Flynn?
Oh, boy.
Deborah Curtis.
That's where that sounds familiar. Okay.
It's interesting. Last Friday, September 27th,
wow,
two really great investigative journalists, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, published an article, The Real Whistleblower Story, Dennis Montgomery, The Hammer, The Hard Drives, The Wiretapping of Trump, and The Prosecution of General Flynn. They published that article at 1 o'clock, Kate Milty. At 2 o'clock, Sidney Powell, General Flynn's attorney, retweeted the article.
I've had her on my show. She's good. Yeah, go ahead.
She's fantastic. She's a friend of she's been on our platform and a friend of mine, and she retweeted it too at 2:10, where the article was housed on theamericanreport.org, got hacked, got taken down.
Wow.
I got contacted by the journalist and said, "Can you put this up on your platform since you have all this big time security on your, so we can keep getting the article out and the information out?" We did. We put it up at DaveJanda.com and it's still there. Folks, go to DaveJanda.com. Quarter way down the page, there's a little blue area. General Flynn, hit that. You'll see the article. And it's a long article, but it's worth the read.
Good.
And we got it up there at about 2:45, 6 p.m., Kate Milty. The Justice Department put out a press release because in the article, it talked about Deborah Curtis and her getting the information, including information on General Flynn.
Wow.
In 2015, 6 p.m., the Justice Department came out with a press release that she was no longer on the Flynn prosecution team and she was no longer an employee of the Department of Justice.
So they deep sixed her. Nice. I like that.
That's a good
all
way
to put
it.
All in the same day. In the same afternoon is what you're saying. Whoa.
Right.
Wow.
So some people are going to say, well, that's just a coincidence. And it might be.
No, there's no way it could be a coincidence. Give me a break.
Well, you know, Kate, I'm an old guy.
Come
so
on.
When I first showed up in Washington in 88, when Reagan's team asked me to come there and work on healthcare policy, there are a couple things they first told me. One is there are no coincidences in politics. Mm-hmm. And number two, there are no coincidences in Washington, D.C.
Amen. I believe it. I do. I believe it. Yep.
So based on that, I'm not sure that there was just coincidental that the articles came out. Sidney Powell retweeted it. Mm-hmm. The articles got taken down. We put them back up. 6 p.m. Deborah Curtis is gone.
Wow. Wow. Okay. This that's interesting. I know, because I want to ask you about Flynn. I want to ask you about Bolton. And I want to ask you where you think Flynn stands now, where you think this is headed too. How far do you think they'll take this? We were just talking with Chris Ann Hall, and she was stating, you know, there hasn't been an official inquiry yet. This is just letters going back and forth. There's nothing substantial here yet. It's kind of really akin to them talking about this or trying to get this to stick with Russia. And for some reason, people in America think that this is going down, and it hasn't even process hasn't even started. So we're going to come back in just a few minutes with Dave Janda, Operation Freedom. I love his show, what he's about, what he's trying to do. Talk about a whistleblower. I love it. DaveJanda.com as well. I'll be right back. More with Dave.
This episode of Mythical...
But now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service today. On a Thursday, I've got Uncle Milty with me, and of course, Dave Janda returns to the show, and I'm awfully glad that he is. We need to have you back more often, Dave. He hosts a show, Operation Freedom. It's an awesome show, a weekly show, right?
Weekly show weekly every show. Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. Folks can stream it live, free. They just go to DaveJanda.com, hit the live button in the upper right-hand corner, and they're on there. There we go. We're there for them.
You've got a fantastic show, by the way. I just have to say that. You do. You absolutely do. So we were talking about them, 80s, you know, deep-sixing Deborah Curtis as the associated with the Flynn case, right? And how then all of a sudden she was expelled into the Never Never Land, which is good. Flynn's involved, you know, Flynn, I think, is a patriot. I think he's a true patriot. And so let's get your thoughts from here, because I also want to ask you if you think that Trump is playing this to actually expose Bidengate, because that's usually what happens, is they're getting a whole lot of exposure on the crimes that they've committed. So I want your take on all of it, actually.
Well, the first thing on Flynn, I agree with you about him being a patriot. I also believe he has the best attorney in our country in Sidney Powell.
Yes.
Now, full disclosure, I am biased because I consider her a friend, but she, if I had to fight a fight in a courtroom, she would be the one I'd want to have.
Excellent.
I believe that Sidney has information that there is significant exculpatory evidence that the prosecutors associated with the Mueller team withheld from his previous set of attorneys. Sidney did not represent him from the beginning. She just started in June.
Right.
I believe if he had stuck with his, if General Flynn had stuck with his previous attorneys, I think he'd probably be destined for prison. I believe because of the information Sidney, I believe, has unearthed, I believe that, I believe General Flynn is going to see the light of day. And I believe when that won't be enough for Sidney Powell or for General Flynn, I believe they will pursue the prosecutors in a prosecutorial misconduct arena. And I think it's long overdue. Remember, Sidney Powell was the one who took Andrew Weissman down, you know, Robert Mueller's pet rat. That he has to help prosecute people. She took him down. He was involved in the Enron case. He was involved in the Arthur Anderson case associated with Enron. Sidney and her team ended up taking Weissman to the Supreme Court. They showed prosecutorial misconduct, and the Supreme Court ruled 9-0. And when's the last time they did that? 9-0, hammering Weissman and what he did from a prosecution standpoint. And I believe that's where this is headed again. I believe that General Flynn, now Judge Sullivan so far has played it kind of down the middle. They had a hearing this past week, and Sidney had asked for 50 pieces of exculpatory evidence that she felt the prosecution was hiding. Now remember, the lead prosecutor was just thrown off the case on Friday night, Deborah Curtis. The hearing was on Monday and Tuesday. The federal government, the prosecutors essentially came back and said, General Flynn decided to plead guilty in December 2017, so we don't think we have to produce that information. And, he just needs to be sentenced, Judge.
Right.
My understanding is the judge didn't take that very well, and judge decided that he's going to have another hearing on November 3rd and move on this. So we'll see what happens there. But the common denominator of what's happening in that courtroom, you know, it's not just General Flynn. we're all on trial. The American public is on trial. The rule of law is on trial in the case.
The whole system.
And Kate, the whole system is on it. And when you boil all this thing down to is that the General Flynn case, the Ukraine hoax, the Russian hoax, the illegal surveillance, they're all one big pile of
steaming,
garbage.
Steaming fecal steaming, matter?
Steaming garbage. Steaming garbage. Yeah. Steaming garbage, best way to put it. Uh-huh. And the nexus, the hub of that is all related to the CIA.
Yep.
Now, so Ukraine, this, and you know what? We got to stop calling this person a whistleblower. This person is a gossip blower.
Yeah.
They admitted they didn't have any firsthand knowledge. This was second and third hand. This is heard from somebody who heard from somebody.
Why can't we call him operative? I say we call him operative.
Operative. So yeah. So this person came from the CIA, spent some time at the NSC, and then was cordoned back to the CIA. So there's the CIA link there. Reportedly, this person also has ties to who? Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Brennan was integral in the Russian hoax, as was the CIA. You know, the CIA had operatives Stephen Halper and Joseph Mifsud that were working through the UK and through Italy to dirty up players like Papadopoulos in order to generate this fake Russian dossier, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign, the DNC, and they used that as a means of getting the FISA warrants, which were essentially done illegally to spy on the Trump campaign.
Yep.
This is all, again, who pushed that narrative into the FBI, into the FISA court, was Brennan and his team in the CIA. And that was the same John Brennan that was involved with Clapper and with Montgomery on that illegal surveillance system, that parallel platform called the Hammer. Mm-hmm. Now, it just came out the other day. In fact, I think Rush brought it up that that Brennan went to the Ukraine, and I did some work on this back on April 12, 2014, and this was reported by Wayne Mattson. Brennan landed in Kiev with a diplomatic passport under a false identity. And this was initially the Obama administration denied it, but then they fessed up. Well, what was he doing there?
Right.
How about kind of setting the stage on this whole Russian hoax thing?
Yeah.
And this whole Ukrainian hoax issue.
Yep. Right. Because Russia didn't sell.
Right. So here we go. And so when you mentioned about the issue of President Trump and playing 5D, many people roll their eyes and go, oh, my gosh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But look at what's happened here. You know, who is really one of the first takedowns of this whole Ukrainian hoax? It's Joe Biden.
Yep, it is. And it is. He's admitting on tape the crime in which they're accusing Trump right now.
Right. So Joe Biden at that globalist confab, the Council on Foreign Relations, of which Hillary Clinton's also a member, is saying, well, you know, I gave him 6 hours. And if not, we were going to pull the thing. Well, there's your quid pro quo. So the question is, did President Trump speak to some folks knowing full well that they had loose lips, knowing full well that they delivered this information outside of his immediate orbit, knowing full well that this could well blossom into something that was, you know, picked up by the deep state owned media and the deep state players such as Pelosi and Nadler and Schiff, knowing it just too juicy for them not to bite on, and then open up all this corruption that occurred in the supposedly the Obama administration, which was the cleanest administration in American history and the most transparent, even though they had such beautiful entities as Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal.
It's endless.
So could this be that the president realized, wait a minute, there was this huge corruption, but if I talk about it, it's going to be, well, no one's going to pay any attention. The media is not going to pick it up. But what if I put some tantalizing details that it actually involved me when, in fact, It was the Obama administration, mm-hmm. and this, and I'll get them to report on it. And once that toothpaste is out of the tube, mm-hmm. well, then I can pounce on it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that, and people say, oh, come on, you're giving them too much credit. Mm-hmm. Look, you don't become a billionaire. You don't build these enormous structures. My dad was a civil engineer and built mm-hmm. big stuff. You don't do that unless you are a logistics maniac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You not only think about today, you not only think about tomorrow, mm-hmm. you think about the next 365 days of that structure and how it's going to be built. You don't do this.
Right.
So he really, and folks that are close to him that I know tell me the guy really thinks in incredibly far distance in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I believe it is possible.
I do.
And
too.
The first victim of this whole thing, of this Ukrainian hoax issue, is going to be Joe Biden, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a photo finish the way it's going with right. Adam Schiff.
You know, this call was made July 25th, and Bolton was fired September 10th. I wonder if that had something to do with his firing and discovering some information, because he really wanted to play his own game out there. But
it really looks like the media is starting to admit it, even. They're talking a lot about Biden going down right now.
Mm-hmm. All the media is about Warren.
And this might have been, and understand, the deep state might have been okay with that, because I think they saw Biden as somebody that was failing miserably on so many fronts,
yeah.
and this is a means of moving him out. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that crew, you know, I'm not concerned about any of the people that supposedly are now running.
Mm-hmm.
The concern is there somebody who is waiting in the wings potentially to come in at the last mm-hmm. minute?
Yeah. And who do you think that would be?
Well, I don't think it's Hillary,
uh-uh.
and I don't think it's Michelle.
Yeah,
me either.
I wonder who.
Well, the person I'm most concerned about will make people laugh.
Who's that?
Oprah Winfrey.
Really? Really?
She just announced 2 weeks ago she's going on a nationwide speaking tour of major metropolitan centers.
Oh, that's interesting. I was on her show. Did you know that?
I was too.
Yeah, you were. Oh, that's right. You were. Oh my gosh, we have that in common. Okay, so wow, that is interesting. So she's starting a speaking tour. Huh.
Yes.
Huh. That's
so
interesting.
So I think that's putting her toe in the water a little bit to see. It'll be interesting to see the content of those presentations. But that might be
how
a little
political?
Toe in the water to see how she plays.
Okay,
I think Oprah's only concern would be whether or not she embarrasses herself.
Yeah, because, you know, she wants back in the limelight. She's not as respected as she used to be. People don't care what she has to say, and this would be a way to get people to care about what she has to say again. I you know what? I don't think that's that laughable, actually. I think I actually think that's something to consider. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, she obviously, she has the name recognition and she has the, mm-hmm. if you will, foundation.
Yeah.
I just wonder when she's put out there on hard political issues.
How much her socialism will show?
Yeah. How she holds up.
Yeah, because see, that gets women on both sides of the aisle. The people really respected her back in the day. You know what I mean? So that would be interesting.
That's
how much your socialism
the tour's
shows.
About.
Ah, interesting. You know, are we in the middle of a coup? I know we only have like a minute and a half. Are we in the middle of a coup? And are we finally getting one from our own CIA in this country?
You know what? I do believe we're in the middle of a coup. I believe it started the day, actually the day President Trump was elected.
I do, too. You're right.
But I do believe it's going to be a failed coup.
Mm, okay. Good point. Interesting. And how? How do you think so? Do you think they'll get anything to go forward? Because the Senate's saying they have to do this. They don't actually have to do this. The Constitution only says they're the body to do it. So
Listen, Nancy Pelosi hasn't even called for a vote to bring the articles of impeachment to the floor.
Right.
This is a stealth kind of impeachment because if she brings articles of impeachment to the floor, then Republicans can call witnesses, they can get evidence. She's not doing that. This is a political theater move. And as the Ukrainian hoax falls back, listen, they're on a 2-week vacation yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, there are a lot of them getting it from both ends on both sides of their ears, telling them, you were elected to do something for this country. You said you weren't going to do this impeachment thing. You're doing this impeachment thing. Stop. And I really think this 2-week recess is going to fill their heads with a tremendous amount of negativity that they could well lose their individual elections. Because let's face it, they only care about themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if they think they're not going to get the cushy chair with first class on sitting in the airplane and all, or the private planes and all and the House dining room and the Senate dining room, if they think that's coming into jeopardy for themselves.
Right.
Right. They'll back off as fast as you know.
It's a good point.
You know, faster than Hussein Bolt to run the 100 meter dash.
Yeah.
Go to DaveJanda.com. DaveJanda.com. You can check out Dave's show, Operation Freedom. You can listen from anywhere. Make sure you're listening in. Dave, you're awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks.
You are too. Thank you so much, Kate and Monty. I really appreciate all you do.
Thank you. You as well. Yep. Keep it up. Thank you. And we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.